do it again.
No.
Turn off the on-air signal.
It's in program.
So now what are you hearing?
It's just dead air. Our mics are on. I have my mics on. Is your mic on?
Yeah.
I don't know. Now it's different. Now it's different.
Now it's okay?
I think it's on now.
Did you press anything?
No.
Well, let me ask if they can hear us. Just FYI, we're usually very professional. We're just in a different studio.
It sounds really different.
Everyone keep your judgments to yourselves. Okay, let's see.
I think I know what happened, but it's too embarrassing.
What? Tell me. Is it the same as last time?
No, it's different than last time.
How is it different?
Well, could you just hear everything normal?
Yeah.
Okay. So we were on the air.
Okay. So then what did you? What happened on your earphones?
The
volume was down?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But the boys always have it so loud here.
Calmers on the comments board says, Ken always stresses the importance of the final pre-marathon show. Thank you.
It's important to us,
Thank
too.
Thank you. Is my mic on?
Yeah, but you sound very low to
it's
me.
It's because I'm on this bad one. Should I try a different one?
I think
one?
You should take that thing off.
How about now?
You kind of have to eat it, right?
Ha.
No, maybe you shouldn't take that thing off.
This is a disaster!
Did you just break it?
No,
There we go.
Shut up, weirdo.
I thought that was the one where you had to talk through it and on it.
This way?
That doesn't sound great.
Okay, tell me when it sounds great. How about now? Now?
Now.
I think they
How
just...
about now?
That's all right.
Now I sound really nasally.
That's okay. Here, I'll just put my mic lower and your mic higher.
Okay, how about now?
It's a little better.
Okay, whatever. I'm on the bad mic, okay? The good mic is in the other studio.
It's upstairs. We're getting ready. That's why.
This is a disaster!
Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo.
Oh, yes. It's 6:08 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle. And this is WFMU. Jesus.
Okay, I think I got it.
I think you got it.
I just can't move.
We clearly need all new things.
Hey, everyone. This is our final show. This is wrong. This is our final show before the marathon.
There.
Okay, now. I'll just stay like this.
Yeah, that's good.
This is our final show before the marathon. Call us. 201-209-9368. We have a topic.
Tonight's topic is...
Tell us a sad story in three words. Like, shut up, weirdo.
Good one.
That intro was kind of...
That was pretty pathetic.
You can join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. What else do we need to talk about before we wait for them to call? 201-209-9368. Someone call us, please.
What the hell?
I don't know. Are we sure this isn't going to be too depressing?
I think it could be funny.
All right, let's see here.
We need a hit this week. We really need a hit. No? We're going to change it that quickly?
People kind of love how bad we were at starting the show today.
It wasn't that bad.
What's that?
I don't know.
It was...
Oh.
It was the voices in my head.
They're so loud.
Sorry. Sometimes I gotta like... I'm on a cleanse. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. You're not drinking.
No.
That's
weird. I have to go to sleep at like 9 every night because otherwise I'll eat. I'm not kidding.
I believe you.
It's really boring, but I feel great. And I've been in a lovely mood. Who knew? Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. I'm depressed. There's no calls.
What do you mean there's no calls?
Full board, baby.
Full board, baby.
Full board, baby.
All right, tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready now.
201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo. Tonight's topic is tell us a sad story in three words. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I have a short three-word story for you.
Okay, let's hear
Cokehead Chris here.
Wait, did you just say it?
Hello?
Cokehead Chris here.
Oh.
Is that the sad story?
All right, now.
That was funny, though. Hi.
She never called.
Oh,
that is sad.
Poor Cokehead Chris.
I love the sadness.
I love it too. Let's all just be miserable together.
Hell yeah. Isn't that what FMU's all about?
Kind of.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Bye.
201-209-9368. Sad story in three words. Hi, you're on the radio.
My story is my roommate died.
Well, this is depressing.
That's sad.
Well, they're supposed to be.
Turn down your radio.
Yeah, I'm hanging up on you. What's wrong with you? That's the biggest don't of Shut Up Weirdo.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You better be sorry.
Apology accepted.
Thank you.
But what's with your roommate? Did he really die?
She did, yeah. So I had to work for the weekend.
What was that?
I don't know. He hung up.
That was an accident. This might be too sad.
That was messed up.
I want funny sad, not
what do we do?
Sad sad.
Do we change it to tell us a funny story in three words? Or should we? Let's just keep going and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Never had friends.
Oh, my God.
This was a bad idea. Is it true?
You had friends. Your mom.
Your mom loves
your
you.
Your mom's your friend.
Well, no, because when I was younger, my parents would bring me up to the woods and drop me off and then take off, and I'd have to try to find my way home.
No.
I'm hanging up.
Liar.
This is idiotic. Hi, you're on the radio.
My tummy hurts.
That's so sad.
Who is this?
Tito.
Okay, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
These are so sad.
I'm going to change it. I can't do an hour of this. I'm going to kill myself.
Please don't kill yourself the week before the fundraising marathon.
Well, then they're going to have to start being funny. Maybe we should change it to tell us a funny, sad story in three words.
Okay, change it to that.
Okay,
officially change it right now.
Yeah, I officially changed the topic to tell us a funny, sad story in three words.
That was very official.
Thank you. Notarized.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. Turn down your radio, amateur. Jesus. Why are you
What's
laughing?
Happening?
I don't know. Of course, today everyone's calling with their radios on full blast.
Fools.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Sad story. She dumped me again.
That's four words.
Mm-hmm.
She dumped me. Oh, just she dumped
Here's me. Here's the sad story. You can't count.
I can't count. She dumped me. Or how about this? Takes last breath.
What?
Takes last breath.
That's
said.
A bad one.
That's a sad one.
These are all really depressing.
Sad funny.
Yeah,
they're
no. We need
funny
sad
to
funny.
Come up with sad ones that are funny.
No, it's not. You're just not doing a good job.
All right. I'll try again.
Have a good one.
I do like his voice, though.
Robin has one.
Of course she does.
Period never ends.
See, that's funny.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about, people.
Good job, Robin.
201-209-9368. Tell us a funny, that's the key here, guys, a funny, sad story in three words. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's your flumming, Mammy Big Bumps Nation?
Get a life. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I've got one it's not depressingly sad, but it's just a little sad.
Okay, well, that's better.
Okay, it's name constantly mispronounced.
What is your name?
I like that one.
My name is Raleigh.
What
do
people
call you?
Raleigh?
People call me Rolly all the time.
Rolly.
I like Rolly.
You guys do it too. You're guilty also. Unfortunately.
We do not do it. What do you mean?
I'm on the comments board. I'm Rolly on the comments board.
Oh, how do you spell it?
It's Rollie.
Come on now.
Spelled Rolly. What do you want
me? It's not my fault. It's my parents' fault.
Well, now we know.
Now I'll try to remember, but chances are I won't.
Rolly.
It's okay. You don't have to.
It's a cute name. Is it a family name?
It is, yeah. It was my great grandfather's nickname.
Cute. All right.
Okay, have a good one, Rolly.
Rally.
Good night.
Robin has another good one.
What?
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Hell yeah, now we're talking.
See, you guys, can everyone just take a clue from Robin here? Jesus.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
201-209-9368. Tell us this funny, sad story in three words. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, he's not having, but we reached. See, we reached out.
Okay, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Hey,
hi, Ted.
Hi. Well, you kind of changed it halfway on me, but I think it's still kind of funny. How about Totally Sober Frankie?
Totally what?
Totally Sober Frankie.
I don't get it.
He's saying I'm sad when I'm sober.
Oh, Totally Sober?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought he said something else.
No.
Ted.
No. You guys are enablers.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know I'm right. Everyone always complains when I do the show sober, and then they make fun of me because I'm always drunk.
That is true.
You know, I do.
Thank
I
you,
do
Michelle.
I feel bad that I always give you alcohol as a gift.
Yeah, you do.
Like not.
But that's just
because
you aren't creative enough to think of something else.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's mean. That's cold, girl.
Maybe it's just because I don't have any other interests.
I feel that way.
What are your hobbies besides vodka?
Pilates.
Okay, I'll get you Pilates lessons next time.
Okay, I'll take them.
All right. Well,
just make sure they're from the place I go to.
Did you think I'm fat?
No, I wouldn't, because I know I'm not.
Okay. I just feel like I can never win.
No one can.
I can.
You can.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good one, and have a great marathon, okay?
Well, we'll see you next week, right?
Yeah, you're not coming?
Yes, I'm coming, of course.
Well, we'll see.
What a mission for the world.
Okay, bring your chicken.
All right.
Are you still fighting with your chicken guy?
I'm working.
He got in a fight with his chicken guy.
What the hell? Why would you do something like that?
Such a long story. And
yeah,
you know
I don't
want to
hear it.
Stories.
I don't want to hear
it. Who gets in a fight with their chicken guy?
Just Ted.
Yeah.
Just Ted, get it?
I get it. All right, we'll see you next week. We're very excited. We have some amazing things planned.
Yeah, I know, and I am so.
No, you don't know.
No, you really have no idea.
I'm so nervous about.
Okay, we gotta go.
Some of them are illegal.
Some of them are illegal, and we might throw up.
Oh boy.
Okay. Goodbye.
Have a good one.
All right, I'm pumped.
He's pumped.
He's so pumped.
201-209-9368. Tell us a funny, sad story in three words. We are like the only two people who would ask for a funny, sad story.
A lot of people like a good, funny, sad story.
I forgot to change my chair and I feel really short.
You're like
so statuesque.
I feel horrible in this chair. My feet won't touch the floor and I feel like the Incredible Shrinking Woman or that character Lily Tomlin played when she sat in that big chair and she was all little.
I like it.
I don't like when
It's giving you very good posture,
I don't
though.
Like when my feet don't touch the floor. It's making my legs numb.
Thought you were going to say something else.
No.
Like in between there.
No.
Okay.
No, no.
You're good there.
I'm good there.
Good. 201-209-9368. Tell us a funny, sad story in three words. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. Funny, sad story?
Yes.
Okay, this happened to my friend one time. wouldn't get hard.
Can you say that?
I don't know. Don't say that again. That's not that funny. That's actually just sad.
Sad.
And it happens all the time, so whatever.
It does happen all the time.
I mean, not to me, just, you know.
Right, yeah.
Goodbye.
Okay. That's the kind of guy who would be like, am I on the list?
Yeah. That's totally the kind of guy that would be like, am I on the list?
He drives like a fancy car and has like a small. It's like smaller than a tampon.
Whoa. So mean.
It's fun.
You are mean.
I'm just having fun.
Why is it fun to be mean?
It's fun to be mean to them because they like it.
Do you think it's more messed up that they like it or more messed up that
I like it?
Yeah.
Definitely more messed up that they like it.
You think so?
Yeah, because then it's like self-hate.
So you'd rather be a sadist than a masochist?
Yeah. Wait, what? Which one's a sadist?
You.
And they're a masochist.
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't anyone?
No.
Why?
A lot of people would rather be a masochist than a sadist.
Well, it's not like I'm murdering people. I'm just
That's
making
bad jokes.
That's
not what it means
jokes.
To be a sadist.
I know, but I mean, like, it's not like I'm hurting them.
You don't know that.
Oh, please. They wouldn't call then.
You like it.
They're addicted.
You like it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
You're sick.
Itches down there.
Oh, that's unfortunate. You should go to the doctor.
Well, that's the happy ending, right?
What, that you can just take antibiotics?
Pretty much, yeah.
You
Unless it's something
still
that's more
protection.
Permanent.
Why are you making that face? You hate condoms.
I hate rubbers.
I hate that you call them rubbers. It's funny. We should give out rubbers as a marathon.
Someone else is doing that this year.
Who?
I think Sportsy Talk.
Wait,
maybe?
That's really funny.
FMU was going to do one once, and I don't remember why we didn't.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
If we gave them out, I would poke holes in all of them.
Well, hi, girls. It's
and
Rooster.
I'm the messed up one?
It's fun.
But I'm the masochist. Wait, I'm the sadist.
No, you're a sadist.
And that's normal?
I'm just a born entertainer.
Oh, right. Big difference.
Hey, Rooster. Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Hi.
So, like, you're looking for a sad story tonight. Three words?
A funny,
funny sad story.
Funny. Ooh, a funny. Yeah, well, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, we
He's
have
so
two.
Cute.
And they're each in the form of a question. The first is, that a light?
That is sad.
That is sad. That's a good one, Rooster. What's the other one?
Is it in?
Rooster.
Oh, bye.
No, wait, you're on the list.
Rooster, you're on the list.
All right.
You're cute. I like you, buddy.
I try.
All right, Rooster, good job. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Scott will be listening.
All right. Bye, Scott.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
It's sweet how Shut Up Weirdo brings people together.
Someone said our topic is boring. Or maybe that's their sad three words.
That's four words,
You can't
words,
decide.
Right?
Topic is boring.
Oh, just topic is boring.
Robin says I am a sadist.
And that now, you are, that she is.
That I am. Me. Angry. And now Just Ted is saying he's thinking about me as a dominatrix, and I feel dirty. I feel really dirty.
You'd
now.
Be a good dominatrix.
I'd be a great dominatrix, especially with my annoying voice.
Then why do you feel dirty?
Because Just Ted is thinking about it.
Now everyone's thinking about it.
Good point. 201-209-9368. Funny, sad story in three words.
I can't believe the marathon's next week.
It, like, makes me want to freak out a little bit when I think about it.
We're working on our T-shirt. Had some breakthroughs.
Took a while, but we finally got there.
Worth it.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hello?
Good, how are you?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I got a couple funny, sad stories, more on the sad part.
All right, let's hear them.
All right, so yeah, so this is what some girl told me a couple of weeks ago. She said, I've seen bigger.
That sucks.
It's not that big a deal.
What else? One, Trump or Hillary.
This is the worst topic.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
You want to change it?
To what?
Something more fast-paced?
There's a good one on the comments board. Butch says, Pornhub premium membership.
That is sad.
Something more fast-paced like what?
I don't know. We should have done this prep work before.
Well, we're still full board.
I mean, I... Things we've had some just amazing shows lately. You really can't keep up that
momentum. I know,
it's
true. We were going to have to go, like, downhill eventually. I mean, we'll go right back up it next week.
Yeah. Then it's going to be...
Crash and burn?
Yep.
Thanks for the sound effects.
You're welcome.
201-209-9368. Funny, sad story in three words. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. Funny, sad story?
Yes.
Herpes from dogs.
Okay. I'm making a rule that I don't want to hear any herpes jokes tonight. Or any jokes about jokes about small penises. I don't want to hear any jokes about that.
Me neither.
So, okay. We're setting the ground rules here. But thanks for calling. Have a good one.
No problem.
Finally, some rules in this place.
Jesus. Apparently, they need direction.
Yeah.
What not to do is make the same jokes everyone else is making, because then it's not funny.
Those jokes aren't funny anyway.
Yeah, that too.
Rarely funny, every once in a while.
No rubber jokes, no sex jokes. How about that?
No, we have no show. Good night, everyone. Just kidding.
I liked it. That was funny.
We have a show. We have a show. We are a lot more than just sex jokes.
Yeah, we're vodka.
You're not tonight.
This is my first sober show. Well, it's not like I'm wasted when I drink a beer, but at least I'm a little buzz.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hey. Yeah. You're on the air.
Coked up Scrabble.
That is really weird.
God, who would ever play Scrabble on cocaine?
It's like a 13-hour process. It's like a whole thing.
That sounds rad and hard and sad and funny.
You can keep it going for like 3 days, you
know? I bet. I like this one.
Thanks.
What's your name?
My name's Cora.
All
What's
right,
yours?
Cora. Michelle?
Thanks.
All right, Cora, have a good one.
Deuces.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Is that what the cool kids are saying?
Is that some millennial thing? What did she say?
I think she said deuces.
Is that like peace?
Well, people used to say deuces wild, right?
I don't know. Wait, what was that? Is that like the new peace?
Maybe. Deuces. I can't say that.
You should not ever do that.
No, I give the peace sign backwards.
No, don't do. Stop that. Stop it.
Deuces.
Please stop.
Deuces.
Stop. You look idiotic.
It's so dumb. It feels kind of good. Do it.
No.
Did we send out our t-shirt this week?
No. We were busy filming things.
Oh, we have a lot in the pipeline.
I know. I'm so busy. I'm like freaking
out. I'm the busiest I've been in
Same.
Years. And Same. I'm so busy. New York busy. So annoying. People in New York are so busy and so proud of it.
It's like, when do you want to meet up? Well, I'm available 3 weeks from now.
Yeah. From 6:30 to 6:45.
201-209-9368. Tell us a funny, sad story in three words. Hi, you're on the radio.
People in New York.
Hello?
Hi, turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, three words. Your show sucks.
Oh, that is three words.
Well done, sir. Clever.
Oh, he hung up. That's my favorite, when people call to insult us and then they hang up before we can respond.
Bet you $1 million he's still listening.
Of course he's still listening. He couldn't even bother to turn his radio down.
Chump.
Did you call him a chump?
Mm-hmm. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Okay, here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is the show kind of slow because I'm sober or because the topic is kind of slow?
It's a fantastic combination of both.
You think?
I don't know.
We should have known better, though, than to do, like, a
sad one. Yeah. I just thought it'd be funnier.
Yeah, I guess I thought they'd be funnier, too.
What should we do about it?
Nothing. Hi, you're on the radio.
Coked up talk show, duh.
Are you saying we're coked up or we should be?
Should be, just like Coked Up Scrabble, right? Coked Up Talk Show.
Coked Up Scrabble sounds more fun. I don't even like Coke, though.
I don't anymore. I do cleanses now.
You do.
I go to sleep at 9:30.
You're so pure.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, sister.
Yeah, deuces.
Deuces.
It's her again?
Maybe we should switch the tag phrase. What's it called? The tagline from Have a Good One to Deuces.
No, we should not. And when you do that, it's just as embarrassing as when I do it.
So now you know. Deuces.
No.
That's how I'm going to say goodbye to you today.
Please don't.
See you, Michelle. Enjoy your hamburger. Deuces.
Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, excuse me. That is a very big difference.
Faux pas.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I like that better.
201-209-9368. Man, people are being weird today.
What are they saying?
Listener-supported radio. Like, that's the sad story in three words. That's why you're listening and you're commenting. It's like,
oh. For me, it's the best.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, late for work.
God, this sucks. Let's change it.
That one just broke me.
Yeah, that was it for me. 6:30 mark, we had the worst call of the night, and that was it. I'm done.
Ouch-a-rama.
I'm done with this. Seriously, like, what in him thought that was a good idea? Like, how did he think that we were going to like that?
What is it like to live life as a not funny person?
I wouldn't know, thank God.
I think you would.
You know no, I wouldn't.
I'm just teasing you. That would suck to not be funny.
Oh, my God. What do we do now?
What do we do now?
Hi, you're on the radio.
8-hour erection.
What did I say?
No.
What did I say?
I heard you. Clearly.
No D jokes! God, what's wrong with everyone? They're like obsessed with their own D's. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
This story is, it's more sad than anything. It's, you're not here.
Aww.
That's so sad, buddy.
I know. Hundreds of miles away and listening to you. By the way, how old are you guys?
Oh, you meant us that
Wait,
we're not
on.
There. We thought you were talking about, like, your girlfriend or
Wait,
something.
Wait, you meant us?
No, I mean you two.
Ew, gross.
Wait, you're a creepazoid. What's wrong with you? God, it's just a bunch of perverts. We should rename the show to Shut Up
Pervert.
How was that perverted?
Because it was weird. We don't even... Ew, weird.
Wow.
Funny.
Okay.
It's funny, though.
I liked
it. I'm glad you're there.
Yeah, we're laughing.
I'm glad you're there. That's wow. More than three.
I didn't expect that.
Well done.
We're just teasing you, pal.
That was good.
Okay.
We're just teasing you.
I'm glad you're right. There.
Well, you two are a couple of characters, and I enjoy listening.
We are a couple of characters.
You are. You're a handful.
So are you.
Whoa!
Wow. All right.
Have a good one.
You do the same.
Sorry, it was too easy. I'm sorry.
That took me by surprise.
I broke the phone again.
You surprised and delighted me.
Thank you. It just came out.
I understand. Happens to me all the time.
I know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Cut my knee.
You fell down and hurt your knee?
Hello?
That's what you're calling to tell us?
Well, no. The story behind it is when I was back in high school.
Oh, boy.
I had a little bit too much to drink, and my friend was dropping me off at my house. And I figured by saving some time, I would get out of the car before he stopped. And when I got out of the car, I kind of like jumped out and I rolled along the street. And I kind of got like some road rash. I hit my head against the curb. And I was just kind of like beat up a little bit. But I mean, that's kind of like I know it's sad, but stupid. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, cool. Have a good one. I mean, what?
I bet we have a high percentage of listeners who have jumped out of moving cars.
Maybe we should ask for those stories instead. Robin says that was like listening to a student hit on a dad at a parent-teacher conference. Oh, this one's good. Justin from somewhere that I can't pronounce says, my next sad story is every caller tonight. Right? They're so bad.
Where's he from?
Cut my knee. Have a headache.
Late for work. Where's he from?
Parsippany?
That's right.
Thank you.
Oh, we got to get on the... Everyone pronounces the names wrong at the marathon of where people are from.
Oh, I'm definitely not going to do that. You know I'm bad at it.
I know.
I'm going to be like Ottawa.
201-209-9368. Are we sticking to this or what?
You might as well. It's almost over. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm trying again. I've had some really bad ones before. One is cleanse gone. Exactly. Ew.
Goodbye. Thank you for calling. Have a good one.
These are so bad. Hi, you're on the radio. Maybe it's too hard.
Hey, my funny sad story is... Ivy League MFA.
Oh, me too. So sad.
That's why I called in. I was referencing Michelle. To be mean.
To be mean.
But I laugh. Why do you want to be mean to me?
Yeah, why would anyone want to be mean to either of us?
I'm a beautiful, delicate flower.
What
I know you
again?
Are. That's true. You
Ivy
are.
League.
Who are you?
My name's Patrick.
Don't be mean to me, Patrick.
Turn it off.
Oh,
I like
that
you.
My stupid coworker.
Patrick Sorry. Has a mean streak.
Patrick, how old are you?
Patrick went.
I am 47 years young.
Patrick, are
what's
you single?
Your story, Patrick?
Actually, I lived in New York for a while and moved back, so I wish I was back in New York. Actually,
me too.
Me too.
So you're there. You are in New York.
No, I mean,
wish you were
we
here.
Wish you were here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
How do you know I have an MFA in art?
I looked at your bios, for all to see.
Creepy. What else did you learn?
How is that creepy? You posted on it. It's posted.
What else did you learn?
Yeah, what else do you know?
That's it.
Oh, come on.
You must know more.
Uh-uh.
Didn't you learn any little fun facts?
Any tidbits? No.
None?
So. None.
I don't believe you. You can't just only know.
Yeah, you read her profile and all you took from it was the MFA.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that Michelle had an MFA from an Ivy League university.
Are you saying you didn't expect that from her?
I'm a smart cookie.
I know that. I know that about you.
Did you call to hit on Michelle?
I don't mind it.
No, I just, perusing.
Very mysterious.
Yeah. LinkedIn what? Me. That's where all the handsome guys are on LinkedIn.
It's because they have actual jobs.
I know.
All right, Patrick, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you bet.
Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
It's Roxy Fleming. We've been already. Roxy Fleming.
He's getting out of his car and still feels the need to prank the show.
I don't understand.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay. You two topless.
What?
You two topless.
I can't hear him.
I can't either.
We can't hear you.
You two topless.
You
to topless.
Is sad to you?
I imagine it's sad.
Why?
Because I don't know what you look like. I just imagine you look sad.
You're wrong.
Prove it.
Did he say prove it?
He said prove it.
Oh, get a life, mister. Man. They're really coming out of the
regulars aren't here.
They're
tonight.
Really coming out of the woodwork today, man.
It's not the regulars. It's different kinds of weirdos.
You know what? I kind of like it.
Takes all kinds of weirdos
to make one big weirdo.
Whoa, baby, tonight's weird. 2-0.
Some guy just called to insult our breasts, but then asked us to show him.
Prove it.
Yeah. Geniuses.
Ridiculous.
201-209-9368. Funny, sad story in three words. The best part is we've been off the hook the entire show.
But none of them are great.
I know, but it's weird they keep calling. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this one's kind of funny and sad, but you got to think about it a little bit. Orange clown wins.
You don't really have to think about that at all.
It's pretty obvious.
But I mean, it doesn't sound funny, but then
we get it.
It is. All right.
Good delivery.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
You too.
Oh, here's a good one.
What?
Wedding gown, unworn.
Ooh.
Oh, girl.
Who said that?
Runaway bride on the comments. Runaway bride, you're on the list.
It could be a happy story.
Depending on why she didn't go through with it. Wedding gown, unworn. I like it because it reminds me of that baby shoes.
What baby shoes?
The baby shoes poem. Is it a poem or? The baby shoes never worn or something.
That's, what are you talking about?
You've never heard the 6-word story?
What are you talking about? You sound like a crazy person.
It's crazy that you don't know it.
Is it a meme?
No. It's a 6-word novel. It's like uber famous and it is this. For sale. Baby shoes, never worn.
I do know that.
Yeah, of course.
We said it on the show once.
Yeah. People say it's Hemingway's, but nobody knows. Anyway, it reminded me of that.
Hemingway wrote a Craigslist ad?
Yeah, it was on Craigslist. Baby shoes, never worn. $50. Pick them up in Bushwick.
Bring Coke.
Looking for a snow bunny, too. Yeah. We can play Scrabble. Hey, you're on the radio.
All night long for 3 days.
Building IKEA furniture.
Oh,
that's so fun.
No.
I'm so good at it.
Infuriating.
I love it.
Those little Allen keys.
I love them.
You always lose them.
Lock nuts.
What's a lock nut?
Those nuts that you put, like, around.
Oh, yeah. Thing. Talk to me, baby.
Hey, no nuts jokes.
Oh, no. That was no D jokes.
No D jokes. I got another one.
Okay.
Free range paraplegics.
What does that even mean?
That's dark.
It's funny and sad.
No, it's not funny.
It's not?
No.
Tell me why that's not funny.
It's a little bit too mean.
It's mean. It's not about being mean. It's about being funny.
Thank you.
Okay.
I subscribe to that philosophy.
You're in the Frangry school of thought. I see.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good one, my friend. Call me.
He was a sadist,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
His confidence, really. You could say anything with confidence.
Okay, this one doesn't go with the topic, but it's a good comment on the comments board.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Jasmine says, sad story in one word. Almost.
Oh. Almost what?
Exactly.
Almost what?
Exactly. That was pretty good.
That's like a mystery novel.
I like it.
201-209-9368. Shut up, weirdo. WFMU.
You're getting props for your fill-in last week.
From who?
Christian says Michelle was amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, my 3-word sad funny story is Backstreet Boys reunion.
Whatever. I like them.
Oh, sorry.
I like that one song.
I like one of their songs.
It's probably the same one.
Which one?
I want it.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
it.
Way.
Tell
I'm
me
not
why.
They have some tracks, nothing but it's pretty sad if they're going to reunite.
Yeah, they shouldn't reunite.
I think they sing that at karaoke. Yeah, no, they're too old for that.
Yeah, they're too old for that crap. They spent all their money?
Probably. They need a paycheck. All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Snow Bunnies Rock.
That's your sad story?
No, it's funny.
Oh.
Well, no, city traffic sucks.
All right. I mean, I'm just... It's funny, though, because, like, sometimes we get, like, a really good one.
So and then it makes it worth it.
Yeah, it makes up for the I have a headache ones. Excuse me, that was four words. Have a headache.
Excused.
Excuse me.
So Sunday, the marathon starts with Glenn Jones. 2 days from now. And
you can pledge now, though.
You can just start pledging now at WFMU.org. I will be joining Joe Magasco on Monday on Surface Noise at 9 a.m.
That's scary.
And Frangry here
will
be on with our good friend station manager Ken on Wednesday at 9.
I'm terrified.
It's going to be good.
You've done it before.
I am experienced.
I am inexperienced.
At co-host.
At this. This one thing, yes. Not looking
anyway, the marathon's a ton of fun, so.
Not looking forward to it.
How's your karaoke for Hoof and Mouth coming along?
I haven't gone.
Who's laughing?
Bryce. Who else? The vampire. Hi, you're on the radio. How's yours? That's a good answer, but we're not allowed to say it on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was
Bye.
A very good answer. Have a good one.
Bye.
That was a good one,
though. It was a good one. I'm sorry I had to bleep it.
Yeah.
And I liked it that it was a lady who called with it.
And then she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we weren't allowed to talk about number two on the air.
She's cute.
She got embarrassed and
yeah.
had to go.
She had to leave.
It was a good answer.
That kind of made it worth it. That
we
was
can
a good
say,
one.
We can say it was the answer was number two, but the word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not farted. It's pretty good.
It's a real good one.
I'm going to put it on the list. Number two, not farted.
That is a good one.
I'm going to call her Lady.
Hey, Lady, you might win a free t-shirt.
Hey, nice lady, don't be shy. Listen at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Oh, you forgot to mention that the favorite call at the end of the hour wins a free t-shirt.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned it.
I don't think you mentioned
pretty
it.
Pretty sure I mentioned it when I... add people to the list, but I didn't announce it that way. No, I didn't. You're correct. Oh, no.
What?
Evan from Seattle says he's got goodbye horses stuck in his head now, but it's goodbye deuces.
Oh, no, Evan.
Oh, no.
That can't happen to me.
It just happened to me.
Evan!
Oh, man, it's bad. Hi, you're on the radio.
Refried bean explosion.
Oh, no! God, I would kill to eat some refried beans right now.
How many days has it been since you've eaten?
Four.
When are you off?
Monday I ate. Have a good one. Today's my last day.
What are you going to eat tomorrow?
But I had...
vegetables?
I had celery earlier.
That doesn't count. It's just water.
They told me I was allowed to eat that.
Yeah. Can you eat cucumbers?
Cucumbers, avocado, and celery.
You can have avocado?
Only a piece of it. Cucumber, avocado, and celery. I mean, I'm not going to, like, go binge on celery, but I can have some. But today was the first day that I ate anything. I didn't eat any Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday.
How many juices can you have in a day?
It's six.
That's a lot.
The last one has cashew milk. So it's,
that's
like,
good.
Glorious when
yeah,
you get to that
be.
One at the end of the day.
I'm sure.
201-209-9368. Funny, sad story in three words. You're listening to Shut Up, Weirdo on WFMU.
I wish we could broadcast what they're saying out there.
It's probably not radio appropriate. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Sammer.
Hi, Sammer.
My sad story in three words, keeping with the monkey, is the condom broke.
I said we weren't doing condom jokes or D jokes.
I just turned the radio on. Why are you always yelling at me?
Did we meet him the other day?
I actually was not yelling.
Did we meet him the other day?
No, you didn't meet me the other day. I've been a very busy person this week.
Well then, Sammer.
I thought that's who we met at that
where?
Comedy show. Andy Plant's friend.
At a comedy show?
No, that was Moshe D.
Did I go to a comedy show this week? I don't think so.
All right.
No, it wasn't you. It
wasn't you.
It was a different friend.
Okay, maybe next time.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
Can't wait for you to not be busy so you can grace us with your presence.
All right, well, invite me on the air. I'll come through.
Invite you on the air.
Asking to be on the air is worse than asking if you're on the list.
Oh, I don't want to be on the list. Never on the list. I'll still screen my own WFMU.
You'll never be on the list.
Okay, fine.
Bye.
Enjoy your juice cleanse. Bye, guys.
Have a good
Miss
one.
You.
Okay.
He's combative.
I know. Kids.
10 minutes left on the last show before the marathon. 201-209-9368.
Oh, my God. I feel sick already.
I'm psyched. I get to do radio like 4 times in the next few weeks. It's going to be so fun.
They want to know if we're doing video.
Hell yeah, we are.
Yep. So that tells you the stunts are going to be good.
We always do video.
That's true, because the stunts are always good.
They're really good this year.
They are both very good this year.
The second one?
They're both very good.
I'm going to freak out right now.
Should we tell them who's co-hosting with us?
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
So next Friday is Matt Warwick.
Garbage Time himself.
Garbage Time. And then the following Friday is our usual station dictator, Ken.
Everyone better show up for it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Not in person.
I feel sick. 201-209-9368. Funny sad story in three words. 6 on the comments board says Tinder in Ohio.
That's funny.
That's good. There's someone on the comments board who uses the name Frangry and then just makes fun of me the whole time.
Yes, I've seen that.
It drives me nuts. Like, just change your name. Keep making fun of me, but can you just choose a different name? Like, why do you have to be Frangry but then make fun of
me? Yeah. Well, that's kind of...
It's, like, extra annoying.
Yeah, exactly. Now he knows it bothers you. He's
what
never going to stop.
That's the definition of a troll.
That is a troll.
That's a good topic. If you were a troll, what would you do? Ahoy, matey!
No voices.
Sorry, you did a weird noise. Hi, you're on the radio.
I got a funny, sad story. It's not that funny, though.
Really?
I dropped him, too. I don't know if we got idiots. Hi, you're on the radio.
How about party? What party?
What'd he say?
That's sad. Party? What party?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's good.
Thanks.
What's your name, buddy?
Max.
Max?
I love the name Max.
Max, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
That one kills me. Party? What party?
Like all excited?
Oh. Ouch-a-rama. 201-209-9368. We've got a couple minutes here left on Shut Up Weirdo. Call us and tell us your sad story in three words. What are you writing?
We're asking where Kelly Jones is for the marathon.
She's going to see Lisa Lampanelli.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wrote. She's going to see Lisa Lampanelli. And then I was like, wait, is that her name?
Lisa Lampanelli. who's funny as hell.
201-209-9368. My God. You're going to be mad at what Bennett just said.
What'd he say?
That he's making dinner on the 17th and has a special dessert for Michelle's birthday. Do not do that.
What do you mean?
Like, he's probably going to give you a birthday cake.
In front of people?
Probably. Tell him now not to do it.
Bennett, I like the cake.
But do not present it to her.
In front of people.
She likes getting things, but she doesn't like it to be like a big
thing. I don't like it to be a thing where people look at you when you open your present, and then they want to know what you think about it and the look on your face.
Listen, let me tell you guys something. That is one of the things Michelle hates the most in life.
I don't want people to think I don't like presents,
No,
though.
You like getting them. You just don't like opening them in front of people. I've learned this about you.
But I'll take the dessert, and I love chocolate. It is my birthday. I forgot it was my birthday.
I got a little present for you.
Don't make me open it on the air.
I won't.
I'm going to be so old this year.
How old? No, you're not. It's just 1 year more than the last one.
41 seems old.
No, it doesn't.
Tell my eggs that.
Same.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hi. So my story is a true story, which kind of makes it a little bit more sad, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay,
go. Meatballs with raisins.
Is that dirty?
No, I think he's talking about food, isn't he?
Yeah, no, it's food. It's not a dirty joke.
Who puts raisins in meatballs?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's disgusting.
Like, ruins the whole thing.
God, I am so hungry. I would kill for a meatball.
even with raisins.
Even if it was covered in raisins.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm so
starving and I saw a meatball with a raisin. I would just shove it in my mouth and swallow it
and not even chew.
I still think it's dirty.
And no, I just fell for it.
Not.
And I just fell for the
whole thing. I don't know.
That'd be funny, though. If the whole time I went on and on.
What was that other joke you fell for?
It was a knock-knock joke. What was it? Oh, man, I wish I could remember. It was so good. And then I kept saying it. I said it four times before I realized what I was doing. Oh, I'll never remember.
Oh, that was good.
All right, have a good one, buddy.
Deuces.
What was it?
He just said deuces.
He did. Yeah, that's a new thing. Hi, you're on the radio.
All right. Judy Garland drunk.
All right, what else you got?
Come on, I gave you IKEA, I gave you paraplegics.
All right, call back.
Deuces. I gave you... Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, my super sad story in three words is as follows. Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's messed up.
That's really funny.
What's wrong with her?
So much.
I don't know. Where do I start?
How much time do you have?
Ooh,
she's
not
a nice
much.
Lady.
I like your answer, buddy, and you sound high as a kite.
Not even. If only.
What's your name?
My name is Brian.
All right, Brian. Have a good one.
You too.
He's cute.
I love that you kind of like fall in love with the funny ones a little bit. You get all twinkly eyes.
I don't know, my eyes get all wet. I don't like it.
Something else gets wet, girl.
Come on.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, what's up?
How about the pizza cold?
That is sad.
That is sad and not funny.
Not funny, but sad, yes. All right, deuces.
Don't deuces. Okay, you can deuces if you want.
Can you do it when I'm going to hang up on someone? Then I'm not hanging up on them. Then I'm saying bye.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
We only have a couple more calls.
I really hope I get to hang up on someone.
You're just going
to
hang up on them anyway.
No, I'm not. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Fake sex.
Good. Here's my story. Y'all be old.
Oh, no. You're right.
That's mean.
That was mean. I'm the same age as you, Michelle.
Okay.
So it's okay. Also, Debbie does Detroit.
The porn?
Instead of Dallas.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Or also Ken's in charge.
That's messed up.
That's messed up.
We like him.
Yeah. We got a minute.
What? Hi, you're on the radio. Last call. Make it quick.
Oh, it's you.
You called me.
I know. That's my three words.
Oh. I got all offended.
You were so mad.
I was like, why are you calling me then? Damn. Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, that is hurt.
All right, have a good one.
All right, what's on the list? We got to go.
We've got Runaway Bride with Wedding Gown Unworn.
Mm-hmm.
Nice Lady with Number Two Not Farting.
Mm-hmm.
And Max with Party? What Party?
I like Party. What Party?
Max, you're the winner. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
All right, tune in for the... what?
Next week!
Tune in. Starting Sunday, we'll be on the air a couple times next week. And then Friday, we have a lot planned, so we will see you, hear you here.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be awesome, you guys. And we hope you'll all show up for us. If we made you laugh or you had some fun with us this year, then station really needs your money. So, do you want to do the station ID?
Yes.
Okay.
Where is it?
Right up there.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange.
That was so mean. All right, do it.
Now you gotta give it to me.
Go.
You turned my mic off.
I go.
WMFU Mount Hope. What are you doing now?
Nothing.
Online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Good job.
Thanks.
Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Why don't you fall in the toilet?
I went to go pee and the seat was up.
What does that have to do with you?
I pee sitting down.
You pee sitting down?
Yeah. Have you ever tried it?
No.
Please stay tuned for Billy.
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 Hi, you're on the radio.
You know, it's the funniest thing. Sometimes I get a tune in my head like that and... pretty soon I hear somebody else humming it, too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I think tunes jump from head to head.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Radio 40,000, just to start things off right.
Wait, can you repeat the title?
Suppose your bank does take money, huh?
Oh, that's one thing we do all right. Rake in the dough. Can't promise to give it back.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
What's your name?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What was it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Did the phone break?
I don't know.
Appreciating what you have. Hi, you're on the radio.
No.
You said it better.
Wife's brother from the east.
You win the t-shirt.
The off man. Good for the children. For the children.
Not really. Something. You said it better.
Wife's brother from the east.
You win the t-shirt.
The off man. Good for the children. You know what I mean?
Appreciate it, and I'll focus on that. You're ahead of your time.
Yeah. Good job, Ray.
You're not to talk against the government, Roger.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I pee sitting down.
Most when I think about a man sitting down to pee, because it's not masculine
like
at all.
I like watching men pee.
I do not.
I like watching men pee.
I do not.
I like watching men pee. I like watching men pee. I do not.
Hi, you're on the radio.
any husband, superstition can been proved 100% wrong.
My goodness, the way men do things.
I can't get that tune out of my head. Maybe if somebody tells me what it is, I'll forget it. On the tip of my tongue.
It's raining men.
I like watching men pee.
My goodness, the way men do things.
I do not.
Oh, yes, of course it is. No, it isn't, Uncle Charlie. I know what it is.
It's raining men.
Do not.
How not to be held down by the anchor of a vagina, a guide to becoming a free spirit with alcohol and drugs.
How you feeling? You feel all right?
Time to get pretty up, man. Listen. Yeah, I put numbers on the board, of course. I'm coming with the force while these niggas are forced. All these rappers are lost and people follow them. So what do that mean? It's just a whole group of lost off ignorant teens. Still, I'm thinking, where's the kings and the queens? Doctors and lawyers, cause we ain't seeing builders, but seeing plenty destroyers. Your music only annoys. It's viper like meaning poisonous. You like Brandon Roy with this boy. You shouldn't toy with this hot for a minute. Then you gone like it's boilers. This boy will hurt any. No pity when he getting berserk. Spoiler alert, the wickedest prick will get him irked and sit with a smirk cause they thinking little like a smurf. Damn. It's my turf. Wish you the worst if you step in it. Get out of my section. I'm setting up for a bunch of wins. Remember, I was tumbling, just trying to get up again. Then I started buzzing and went light years in front of them. Up in the Woody, the Grammys, I gotta get them in. The rap ass catch them. This cat has been wrecking them. These lines help me paint, and y'all niggas still sketching them. I still in with niggas' chicks. They not threatening. I never learned my lesson, and I guess I never will. Cause I try to change tomorrow, but the past to run a mill. Like the last deal that I went and did with Mass Appeal. They ain't believing in niggas, so I know nobody feel. Cause they ain't believing Martin and they ain't believing Malcolm. Took two different routes, still they found the same outcomes. And it up what they doubt, son. I'ma be astounded. I'm already ready for the climb like mountains. No, he reekin', believe I got the loud in. Mountain OCs of the tree for the rounding. Now I'm ODing and seeking around in. Still, I never weaken. My vision ain't clouting. They sleep, so they clowning. But you'll witness the emperor. My words will give him chills like a Christian and a minister. Killing like sinners. The niggas quite miniature. Ship them like visitors. End them like prisoners. Damn. I just do what I do like signatures. Yep. We not similar. I'm a pop like it's finishers. Got the kind of lies to strain a mind. Trivia was letting niggas slide. Now it's time to get rid of y'all. Rid of y'all. Rid of y'all. Got a whole lot rid of y'all. Letting niggas slide, now it's time to get rid of ya. I just do what I do like signatures. Not similar, I'm a pop like it's finishers. Got the kind of lines to strain your mind. Trivia was letting niggas slide, now it's time to get rid of ya. Bitch. Niggas coming for the game, man. N-O-N. 2096. Yerp.
Hear what I say. We are the business today. To this finish today. R, T, and J. We the new PB&J. We dropped the classic today. We did a tablet of asses today. The joints with the matches and actions away. We dash away. Donna and Dixon, the pistol is rattling away.
Doctors of death. Killing our patients of breath. We are the pain you can trust. smoking ain't work. Hooking up curses and slurs. Smoking my brain in a mush. I became famous for blaming you men. I made my way through the brush. There was no training or taming of me and my bruh. Live like a man, but I'm animal raw.
We are the murderers there. There with the jail and we murdered the murderers there. Then with the hell and discovered the devil delivered some hurt and despair. Used to have powder to push. Now I smoke pounds of the push. Holy, I'm burning the bush. Now I'm up over here about this shit and under. Two runner over and out of this bitch.
Step into the spotlight. Copying of uppers and downers get done. I'm in a rush to be numb. Dropping 1,000 ain't much. Open the clouds on a missile to turn this whole town into dust. Don't make a sound, baby, hush. I am the living swipe right on the mic, I'm a slut. I don't know how to not spit like a loud. I spill a pound of my kids on your couch.
Half of a Mongol and mythical team, dealing this treacherous thing. Legend says L is a spun out of hell. The myth is my mama's a murderous queen. Yo, I get in like in Godfather 1. You get the gun as I christen my son. If I die today in this hell, I should pay. Tell the Lord Mikey said, oh, it was fun.
Every new record's my dick in a box. We get a doozy, them rulers a lot. You're getting used to me doing no wrong. I don't play chicken, you prick, I'm a fox. You wanna kick it, I'll give you the rocks. You kiss the wood chipper blade if you bark. That make no fun. In fact, I'm a warlock and talk. I got a unicorn on board.
Stop.
Step into the spotlight. And the crowd goes, and the crowd goes, and the crowd goes.